Hey there, listeners. Welcome back to the English Tea. I'm your host, Anushka, here at Cole Radio. And today, we are talking about bucket lists, the pronunciation puzzle of content, and whether you should fill up or just fill a vacancy. Intrigued? Let's dive right in. Now, let's start with bucket list. Have you ever made one? It's essentially a list of all the things you'd love to do before you, well, leave this world. Which is a colloquial way of saying to die. A bucket list, then, is a personal wish list of experiences you'd like to have or goals you'd like to achieve before that day comes. For example, your list might include climbing Mount Everest, skydiving, eating authentic idli and vada in Madurai, or even having a conversation with your favorite author. Sounds exciting, right? Interestingly, the term bucket list wasn't part of the English language until 2007. When Justin Zachem, the screenwriter of the Hollywood film The Bucket List, popularized it. The movie starred Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman, and it's about two men ticking off their ultimate life goals before their time runs out. So, what's on your bucket list? Maybe swimming with sharks? That's definitely one for the bold. Now, let's shift gears to a word we use often but might pronounce differently depending on its role. Content. As a noun, content refers to what's inside something, like the article in a magazine or the item in your suitcase. When used as a noun, the stress is on the first syllable, content. For example, the contents of the box were scattered all over the floor. His article is well written, but it lacks content. The first syllable rhymes with Don and John, while the second syllable sounds like tent. But when content is used as an adjective or verb, the stress shifts to the second syllable. Content. Here it means being satisfied or pleased with what you have. For instance, the children were content with leftovers for breakfast. They had to content themselves with what was available. Got it? Remember, first syllable stress for the noun, second syllable stress for the adjective and verb. Finally, let's talk about filling vacancies. You might often hear people say, please fill up all the vacancies in the department. But careful users of the English language would argue that you don't fill up a vacancy. You simply fill it. Here's the difference. Fill up is typically used when something needs to be made full, like a glass of water or a petrol tank. But for jobs or positions, the correct phrase is fill a vacancy. For example, it's not easy to fill this vacancy. So, next time you're hiring or talking about hiring, drop the up and stick to fill. Before we wrap up, here's the word of the day. Qualm. A qualm is a feeling of uneasiness or doubt, especially about the ethics or propriety of an action. It's that little voice in your head saying, are you sure about this? For example, she had some qualms about moving to a new city. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you learned something new today, share this episode with your friends and subscribe to Cole Radio. Until next time.